Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Steve at 10 in the morning now, 7:45 here on this Tuesday morning. Now, three big things. Wichita City Council will look at term limits today. A man is dead after a shooting on Wichita's near south side. House Democrats ready to introduce two articles of impeachment against President Trump. Three big things with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Watch for some heavy traffic, especially eastbound on Kellogg. And this is right around Southwest Boulevard, the Meridian Edwards exits there. Some heavy traffic, so watch for a slowdown. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman, and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
Sunny today with a high of 44 degrees. Clear and cold tonight, the overnight low 27. Wednesday sunny, tomorrow's high 49. Now partly cloudy, west wind at 9 miles per hour. And 23 degrees. When the weather outside is frightful, nothing keeps you cozy and warm like a hat. Hats always make a great gift, and Hatman Jack's has unique holiday gift ideas that can work for anyone, including gift certificates. Now open Sundays from 1 to 5 p.m. until Christmas at the Clock Tower in Delano, Hatman Jack's. 7:46 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Tonight, the 9th Annual Air Capital Chorus Christmas Radio Hour.
Oh, yeah, tonight.
That's tonight, the Scottish Rite Center, first in Topeka in Wichita. It all starts at 7 o'clock. You can come out and, well, actually, we're just asking for a donation. We're supporting the Kansas Food Bank. Mm-hmm. So if you have a non-perishable food item or a monetary donation for the Kansas Food Bank, that'll get you in. And you can see the Air Capital Chorus. Steve and Ted, we're part of the program as well. Of course, an appearance by the Jolly Old Elf. It's a lot of fun.
Hey, now.
It's a lot of Christmas music.
Yeah.
And as somebody told me the other day, I go to this because it gets me, this is the thing that gets me into the Christmas spirit. The annual Air Capital Chorus Christmas Radio Hour. What do you think, Ted?
You're not in the spirit yet?
Yeah, well, that's what this person said.
No.
They said, this is the kicker offer. That's at 7 o'clock tonight. Come out and see us.
All right, yeah, we'd love to see you there. Always have a great crowd.
The 9th Annual Air Capital Chorus Christmas Radio Hour with Steve and Ted and Santa.
Yes.
At the Scottish Rite Center, first in Topeka, and starts again at 7 o'clock. Loneliness doesn't just have an emotional impact on you.
This is House Call for Health. Scientists who spend more than a year in Antarctica were changed by the experience. Part of their brains got smaller. Researchers say it's not the cold, it's the loneliness. According to a study in the New England Journal of Medicine, 8 scientists worked at a research station in Antarctica for 14 months, dealing with perpetual darkness and temperatures as low as 58 below zero. Researchers found that at the end of their stay, a region of their brains, the hippocampus, experienced shrinkage of about 7%. In addition, there was a sharp drop in a protein that spurred the growth of neurons. The researcher said it's too soon to make firm conclusions, but point out the same issues could be faced by astronauts on long space missions. The good news, they say, with more mental stimulation and social interaction, the hippocampus grows back. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Stocks closed broadly lower on Wall Street Monday as the market gave back some of its gains from last week. The technology and healthcare stocks accounted for much of the selling. The Dow fell 105 points. The S&P lost 9. The NASDAQ lost 34 points. Relatives of passengers who died in one of the two crashes of Boeing 737 MAX say U.S. regulators should re-examine all critical systems on the plane and not just the one suspected of playing a role in the accident. Family members say the Federal Aviation Administration's focus is too narrow, and regulators might miss other potential safety hazards on the plane. T-Mobile is facing off in federal court in New York against 14 state attorneys general in defense of its attempt to buy Sprint for $26.5 billion. $26 billion. Ooh. Mm. Lawyers for the government began by questioning Sprint executives Monday as they aim to convince a federal judge that the deal will raise prices for consumers. T-Mobile has insisted that combining with Sprint will make it a fiercer competitor to the larger Verizon and AT&T.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yeah. 7:50 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. A gift for WSU. Not the gift of the Magi, but a gift for WSU. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, a big gift for the College of Engineering at Wichita State. The estate of Brenton Myers has made a gift of $1.25 million. Myers was a 1958 graduate of WSU. He died in August at the age of 82. He spent much of his career in airport planning and development. Myers also endowed a scholarship and an award in his name. The new gift will be used to supplement the Myers scholarship. Which of Wichita area school districts pay their teachers the highest salaries? Which ones pay the lowest? The Business Journal has crunched the numbers. We have a list on our website. Average salaries for teachers in South Central Kansas range between $45,000 and $66,000 a year. That's according to 2018-2019 data from the Kansas Department of Education. The salaries are at wichitabusinessjournal.com. The Fed chairman who waged a war on inflation has died, Paul Volcker, 82 years old. Volcker helped shape U.S. economic policy for more than six decades. He served in the Kennedy, Johnson, and Nixon administrations, and he served as chairman of President Barack Obama's Economic Recovery Advisory Board. He became chairman of the Federal Reserve Bank in 1979. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Volcker, yeah, that name has been, as long as I've been in radio, Volcker's name has been a national name. He, I guess just fiddling with interest rates, and he got the inflation down, but we had a recession
right.
to do it.
Right.
And so anyway, yeah. It's an interesting, yeah, he served several presidents.
You bet.
Paul Volcker. All right. today, of course, the Wichita City Council is going to talk about term limits for
right.
city council and mayor. Right now, city council members and the mayor, in that office, you can have two consecutive four-year terms, and that's it. And
right.
I think they're looking at maybe expanding it to three terms. What are your thoughts on that?
I think that's it. I think they're talking about three terms for the council members, not the mayor, though, I think is
correct. No, I don't
correct.
Know. It's, we talk.
But I think we have term limits, don't we?
We do.
On every office, and
yeah,
that's called an election.
Oh yeah, yeah, that one, yeah, that one, and
yeah, we can go to the election and vote for the person we want in or out. I think.
Yeah, and I think I'm kind of agreeing with you on that way. I don't think we need term limits locally. However, I've always said we need them nationally. I'm sorry.
Yeah, there are some inherent. It seems like unfairness between an incumbent has some unfair advantages sometimes over somebody who's challenging them.
Well, not only that, they get into a lifelong job that's it's
right.
The pay's good and the perks are great, and who wouldn't want to go back year after year, every 2 years, every 6 years, and get that job again and again and again? And the taxpayers back, I don't know what's going on. Oh yeah,
right.
Oh yes, yes, yes. Is it
well, then you think of okay, what if Bob Dole had only served two terms in the Senate?
Yeah. Well, I think the remedy would that say two consecutive. Maybe you could lay out a term and then come back or something.
Then come back, yeah.
You know, who knows who, but who's to say there wasn't somebody as good or better than Bob Dole? You can't tell.
Could be.
I don't know how you.
Be hard to find him.
I was going to say, I don't know how you beat Bob Dole, but there you go, you know. All right. Today is Human Rights Day to honor the adoption of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Are you aware of this? You should be.
Well, I have heard of it.
The
yeah.
30 articles discuss specific human rights, such as the right to listen to Stephen Ted. That's one of the UN's biggest rights. No, I'm being facetious, but human rights is, of course, something that our nation very much, we were founded on that, right, Ted? We hold these truths to be self-evident. But
well, we strive to that.
We try.
Yeah.
But National Human Rights Day.
It's sad that there are places in the world where it's not a priority.
Well, no kidding.
And so it's a constant battle.
All right. Yep. Okay, 7:55 now, Steve and Ted. Stay with Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour here on KNSS. We've got the very latest on the impeachment hearings. Ted has sports, right, Ted?
I've got college basketball action tonight up in Lawrence. We'll give you a preview of the Jayhawks coming up in sports.
Plus entertainment news on the way.
Yeah, I got a good jam-packed episode of The Blur coming up at 8:35 this morning.
It's jam-packed.
A couple of good movie anniversaries to go.
And traffic and weather coming up in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.